my heart to accept as thine, O Lord, I stand in honor to thee. Let me begin with the Nicolau Church. A vicar was shaking hands at the church door after the Sunday service when a little girl said, "Father, that was a good sermon, very good sermon." The priest smiled and replied, "Thank you, but you should give credit to God." The little girl thought for a moment and said, "Well, it wasn't that good." We all appreciate a little honesty. And today's gospel reminds us, my dear friends, that people have always had opinions about Jesus. Some criticize Jesus for being too strict, while others criticize him for being too welcoming. Yet Jesus remained faithful to his vision. Matthew's Gospel, my dear friends, was written, as you all know, for a community of Jewish Christians who were trying to understand who Jesus really was. In today's passage, Jesus points out how impossible it is to satisfy people who have already decided not to listen. He says that when John the Baptist lived in an austere life, people said he had a demon. When Jesus came eating and drinking with ordinary people, they accused him of being a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. The criticism, my dear friends, was not really about food or fasting. It was about hearts that refused to recognize God's work. First century Jewish culture, teachers often spoke of taking on the yoke of the law, a symbol of commitment, a symbol of obedience. Some religious leaders had added so many detailed rules and traditions that became a very heavy burden for ordinary people. And into that world, Jesus makes one of the most beautiful invitations in all of the scriptures. "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you
rest."
What a remarkable invitation. Come to me. Jesus did not say, "Come to a system," or "Come to more rules." He simply said, "Come to me." So that means Christianity begins with a relationship before it becomes a way of life. Although we live 2,000 years later, many of us, Anglicans, Australians, know what it is like to carry heavy burdens. Some of us here carry worries about our health. Here, care for aging parents. Some grateful definitely for the loss of a loved one. And many Australian families now feel the pressure of rising living costs, mortgages, and uncertain futures. Other people in our community quietly carry loneliness, anxiety, or even disappointments. Sometimes the heaviest burdens are the ones no one else can see. I repeat, sometimes the heaviest burdens are the ones no one else can see. But Jesus sees them. And Jesus says, come to me. He doesn't promise that every difficulty that will disappear overnight. But instead, Jesus promises his presence. Jesus promises his strength. Jesus promises his peace. Jesus also says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart. My dear friends, notice Jesus' description of himself here. He didn't say, come to me for I am powerful. Come to me for I am demanding. Come to me because I am distant. No. Jesus simply said, I'm gentle and humble. And that is the heart of our Lord and Savior. So, the Christian life is not really about carrying our burdens alone. It is about walking beside the one who carries them with us. Christian life is about walking beside Jesus, who carries them with us, who carries those burdens with us. The Christian writer and theologian C.S. Lewis once wrote, God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself because it is not there. There is no such thing. Those words beautifully echo today's gospel. My dear friends, we often look for rest in holidays. We often look for rest in success. We often look for rest in possessions or distractions. While those things can be good gifts, they cannot satisfy the deepest longing of our human heart. Only Christ, only Jesus can give the rest of our souls truly need. As Australian Anglicans, yes, we value practical faith. We believe the gospel should shape the way we live every day. That means when we are weary, when we are tired, when we are struggling, we pray. When we are anxious, when we are nervous, we trust. When others are burdened, we help them carry their load. In our parishes, we become signs of Christ's invitation. And how does this look like? Looks like a warm welcome at the church door. A meal for a neighbor, a friend, a fellow parishioner who is unwell. A phone call to someone who feels forgotten, who feels isolated, who feels lonely. These simple acts become living expressions of Jesus' words, come to me. That means through us as Christians, Christ continues inviting the weary into his love. There's this anecdote about a farmer in rural New South Wales. In rural New South Wales, had an old-drunk horse that worked faithfully for many years. As the horse grew older, the farmer noticed it becoming tired more quickly. Instead of asking the horse to pull the heavy cart alone, you know what the farmers did? He harnessed a younger, stronger horse beside it. The load did not become lighter, but suddenly it became possible to carry. One day a visitor remarked, "The older horse hardly seems to be pulling." The farmer just smiled and replied, "That's because the stronger one is carrying most of the weight." Dear brothers and picture, my dear brothers and sisters, isn't this the picture of the Christian life? Jesus never promised that life would be free from burdens. He promised that we would never carry our burdens alone. When we feel so when we feel exhausted, when our grief weighs heavily, when uncertainty clouds tomorrow, the stronger one, the Lord, walks beside us. You know already the story about the footprints in the sand. So Jesus burns what we cannot burn ourselves. So today, this morning, if you have come to church carrying a heavy heart, hear again the voice of Jesus. "Come to me, all you are weary and find out burdensome, and I will give you rest." This invitation is as true today for us here in Australia as it was in Galilee 2,000 years ago. Come to Him, trust Him, walk with Him, and discover that His yoke is easy, His burden is light, and His love never fails. Amen.